Hello?
Hi, James. This is Stephanie with Hello Flash. Hi.
Yes, hey.
Just giving Hello. You a call back. Did I catch you at a better time?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So, just to recap, this is in regards to listing Ferris Industrial Janitorial on the first page of Google for your categories
okay.
in your area. I did quote you for $249. We're still able to honor that for you. And
okay.
Is that something that you're ready to move forward with?
Yes.
Okay. And just a recap on what that includes, it's that first page placement on Google in the local map section. We're also going to include a directory package with 60 of the most popular directories, like Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, all of that. Initial content creation on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and then exposure that covers mobile devices. And then I also see here, just to double check here, you don't have a website, right?
I have a Facebook one. Facebook group.
Okay, and we did discuss the Facebook ads. That's included in the package.
Okay, so what does that do? Will that just find my Ferris Industrial Janitorial group on Facebook?
So what will happen is it's more so when people are on Facebook. Well, actually, when they're doing a search on any type of, like, online anywhere, if they're doing a search for any of your services, you're going to pop up in their ads as soon as they go on Facebook. You notice when you do a search for, like, a service on Google, for example.
Yeah, when you
and
go
then,
to Facebook, it starts popping up.
Exactly. That's exactly how it's going to work.
Okay.
So it's another effective way to increase your business leads. If they're doing a search or viewing pictures or stories, that's when they're going to be exposed to your business.
Okay.
And then your ad will show up on their feed.
Okay, great.
Both desktop and mobile devices. And the good thing with this is you're going to be targeting a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads. So that
okay.
is included. Okay. Now,
great.
I'm looking here. I don't see your Facebook business page.
It should be under Ferris Industrial Janitorial.
Okay, I'm going to try to see if I can find that here. Otherwise, you can always just send us a text message with your URL.
Yeah, what it is it's a group. That's the only way I knew to do it, was make a group or whatever where you can come and join or whatever and invite your friends or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, a group, yes. I believe that's still considered a Facebook business page.
Okay.
Let me double check on that, though. Ferris Industrial Janitorial. And then you have, like, a logo of a...
A man behind buildings.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. A man behind buildings with a broom. Yes.
Nice. Do you want to keep that logo?
Yeah, I love my logo.
For your website? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to include a website for you too. Okay.
Now, is there any way you guys could, would anyone be able to maybe spruce up the logo or?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can.
I don't know if that would call or cost any more or.
No, it is included in the package. So if you wanted to, I don't know if we can actually edit the current logo you have. I can double check on that to see if that's something we're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, we can create you a brand new logo that's similar to it.
Yeah, because I really like the guy behind the buildings.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Because,
you know,
cool. We're industrial and it looks like, you know, that it brings you to the city, you know, not, you know, a little spray bottle or something like that, because we don't do homes, you know.
Right. And, yeah, it definitely fits your, you know, your company name and your, you know, as far as the services that you offer. So,
yeah.
There wouldn't be much tweaking needing to do for that. Okay. So, we'll get you in for the Facebook ads bundle, okay, with the
okay.
bundle as well. And then, so your first name is spelled J-A-M-E-S. And then your last name is F-A-R-R-I-S?
Yeah, J-A-M-E-S, F-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, and what is the best email address for you?
It is all lowercase, fubatjim71@gmail.com.
Okay.
It says poo bat. Like a
Foo bat. Interesting.
Yeah,
okay,
Foo
I was wondering. That's
yeah, Foo Bat Gym 71. It was supposed to say Foo Bar, but I accidentally hit the T instead of the R. Because I was in the military, because that's a military term. And people would call me Fubar Jim.
Oh,
it kind of stuck. So, but I put the T instead of the R and didn't realize it, and I was going to change it. Then I thought, you know what? No, it's already stuck in my head, so I'm going to keep it.
Nice. Okay. Hey, if it works, it works, right?
Right.
Okay. And then as far as the contact number for clients to reach you, that's the 618-491-2924?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. This is for your Google business profile.
Okay.
Yeah. All we ask is that you give us a call as soon as you receive that PIN, so we can jumpstart your campaign.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what address would you like that sent to? I do see here there's a 24 Weenel Center.
Yep.
Is that the one?
Yeah, Weenel Court.
Weenel Court.
Caseyville, Illinois. Yep. Weenel Court. Caseyville, Illinois, 62232.
Perfect. Okay. And then as far as, do you want to be the only authorized user on this account, James? Or do you have a partner or a spouse that you would like to include?
We could include my son. He's 40% of the business.
Okay. And what is your son's name?
Cody, C-O-D-Y.
Ferris, okay.
Ferris, yeah.
All right. And then as far as the services that you offer, we're going to use those as keywords. You get up to 15 various keywords. Okay.
Okay.
So we are going to get you found for the janitorial services and the window cleaning. What other services in addition to that would you like to be found for?
I mean, we strip and redo wax floors, floor buffing, things like that, window cleaning. Everything that goes with the janitorial service.
Like epoxy floor coating?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you open to commercial work at all?
Extremely open to, that's what I want is commercial, like industrial.
Okay. Oh, and industrial, that's right. Okay.
Now, home, I really don't want to do homes. Residential.
Okay. Okay. So is it more on the line of like sanitation, like janitorial sanitation?
Yeah, and like for COVID and all that, you know, spraying
right.
for the COVID and all that.
Okay.
Which is just a big bottle of bleach.
Oh, goodness. <That's> I hope you're wearing a mask when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did it for a railroad for 4 years. And I was actually cleaning 12 buildings a day, and I had to do it twice a day for because of the COVID.
Wow.
But that was under someone else's business I was supposed to take over, and he ended up flaking out. So they were like, you got to go. And I was like, well, I don't have to go right. They were like, no, you're part of the business. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, thanks. But I was supposed to take it over.
So how long have you been in business for this company?
Me and my son just started this back in, like, January.
Oh, wow. Super new. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah. And we're trying to take baby steps. We're not trying to get over our head.
Right.
Like, Bi-State Busing Company called us and wanted us to do it because I contacted them knowing that they were going to start taking off their contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me, and it was a $764,000 a year job. But I would need 30 employees, and not just me and my son and maybe my daughter. So I had to say, I can't do it. You know, I was kicking myself in the butt, but at the same time, I didn't want to, you know, say yeah and then not have the manpower and then get blackballed, you know.
Right.
Definitely don't want to take on any more than I can't handle.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the beauty of this program is you're going to be able to pick and choose the jobs that you want to take, whether they're big jobs or small jobs.
Right.
So you don't have to, you know, and you don't have to worry about getting overwhelmed with calls. You will be provided with a steady flow of calls, especially within the radius. So.
Yeah, St. Louis where we're at, what we're by, because we're in Illinois, but we're closer to, I'm literally 12 minutes from the Arch in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So St. Louis will be, Missouri will be a huge part of mine.
Nice. Okay. That's great. So that leads me to my next question. You get up to a 50-mile radius, up to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to cover the full, but you get to pick and choose the areas that you'd like to target, whether they're cities,
right,
counties, or zip codes. So what
right
areas
now, some,
do you want to-
Now, some here in Illinois, you get pretty rural where we're from. Like,
okay,
if you head towards more north, which would be towards, like, Alton and stuff like that, there's
uh-huh
businesses up there. But if you go more, say, south or southeast, it gets pretty rural. Like, there's a town out there called Germantown. And it's like you're halfway there, you're on the interstate, and you got to take side roads. And even though it's only like 30 miles away from me, it almost takes you an hour to get there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's all country bumpkin back roads. I would spend more gas trying to get there than I would be able to make money to, you know, clean a service or something out there.
Right. You definitely want this to be, you know, worthwhile. You don't want to... You know, at that point, do you charge for transport, you know, for traveling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, for, like, how far out would you travel for, like, your most profitable job?
Like, say, like, for as far as for, like, say, Missouri, I would go out, like, towards, like, St. Charles, Missouri.
Okay.
And then as far as Illinois, like I said, a little past like Bunker Hill and Alton and stuff like that area.
You said Bunker Hill?
Yeah. Because it's not that far away from Alton and Basalto and all that.
Okay.
I would go there because it's all interstate, you know, so it's not too bad.
Right.
But once I said, once you get off a little bit more off to the southeast, it turns pretty rural, you know.
Okay. Are there any particular, so you want to stay away from, you want to avoid, let's see here. Okay, so you're willing to go north.
Yeah, I mean, even some southeast, you know, is fine. Like, we have Belleville and what else we got? We got Columbia. We got Waterloo, which I've done. I used to do a VFW out there in Waterloo. It's about a half an hour away, but it's mostly interstate, you know, which is fine.
Right.
I don't have a problem doing that area. But just
okay,
once you get up past that area, it turns real rural. And you're looking at more cows than you are people.
Okay. All right.
And then St. Louis, you got, you know, North St. Louis, South St. Louis, West County, all that I will do. And then over here in Illinois, you have East St. Louis and Madison and all that. I have no problems doing that because that's where a lot of your industries are, is in, you know, not to say it sounds silly, but in rougher neighborhoods, if that makes sense.
Yes. That's why you are able to pick and choose. We don't have to list you in all areas. If there's certain areas that you want to avoid that you don't feel would be profitable or you don't feel it would be safe, we don't have
right
to list you that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I've worked there my entire life in those areas, so.
Okay. Okay.
And that's where most of your, like, railroads and warehousing and stuff like that are, is in areas like that. Like,
right,
I'm doing a place now, a Quality Rail, a railroad service that rebuilds the engines for the railroads. And they're in Madison, Illinois.
Okay.
I go there twice a week.
All right. So you clean the railroad?
I clean their office area. It's a two-story building.
Oh, okay. And
I go in there. Like, and, yeah. Now, the railroad itself, I used to clean for 4 years. I did all the outer buildings that they had where all the... switchman sit and all that, the restrooms and all. I cleaned all that. And then there was two buildings. One I traveled over to St. Louis side and did a little trailer. Another one was in East St. Louis. I'd clean that one, make sure there was toilet paper and the toilets were blue and the sink was clean and, you know,
yeah,
floors were swept. And, you know, that's what I'm used to doing.
Okay. Wow. So you've been doing this for quite some time. That's great.
Yeah, I never in a million years thought I would do janitorial.
Right. But,
I've done weld inspection, I've done, you know, everything, and then all of a sudden, here I am doing janitorial now. never thought I'd go down this avenue, but here I am.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's therapeutic, too. I mean.
Yes.
You know.
And it's never going anywhere. Everybody's going to have something cleaned.
Exactly. Yes. Now, are you licensed and insured, or that's not a requirement, right?
But yes, we are. We have our LLC and we have our $1 million insurance policy.
Nice. Okay. And then as far as the hours of operation, how would you like to promote that?
Well, it's going to be, I mean, we realize the hours are going to be a little different. Some places prefer you to clean while they're there, mostly through the day. But some places are going to, you know, maybe require you to do it, you know, after they leave, you know, like after 5 p.m. and stuff. So
okay,
we're fine
so
with that.
This would more be for, like, for you to be able to receive phone calls.
Oh, for phone calls?
Yeah.
I'd be fine to receive phone calls from, like, say, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Monday through Saturday?
Yes.
Sunday closed?
Yeah, that's the word today.
Okay, yes, okay.
I'm like Chick-fil-A.
Yes. That's great. Okay.
Now, I do realize there'll be some jobs we would have to probably work some days and stuff like that.
Right.
Like some place might require me to get up super early and go in, you know, maybe take their trash out or whatever, and check the stalls, you know, and then leave. But I understand that.
Yeah, like
quick in and out.
Like, do you have jobs that you, it's not just like a one-time thing, you're like, you know, going there weekly?
Ongoing jobs, yeah. That's what we're really banking for and looking for.
Oh, good, okay. This will provide that opportunity, absolutely. And then the forms of payment that you accept, is it cash, check, credit, debit?
I've got a business account also.
Okay.
I'm so new at this, I'm not sure how all this really works.
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know how to accept debit card or whatever. I'm not sure how to do that.
Okay. So just...
We can do cash, we can do check, we can do direct deposit into my account.
Do you offer, like, Zelle or Venmo or Cash App, any of those?
No, but I do notice on my bank statement or on my bank app,
mm-hmm.
there is a Zelle thing on there.
Chase?
It's actually U.S. Bank.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they do that, too. Yeah, so you have
it says it at the bottom. Yeah, okay.
Do you want to
put
that?
So, yeah, we can put that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, if it goes through my bank, it don't matter, I guess.
Exactly. It's almost like direct deposit, but it's a little bit easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for your client interview. It'll be about a 20 to 30-minute interview with the technician. They'll go over, you know, more in detail. They're going to make sure everything I have put down is accurate. And then they'll go over content for your website, answer any further questions. It should only take about 30 minutes. Now, we are booked up for the rest of today. Would you be available Monday?
Yes, I would be. Monday will be fine.
Okay. What time works best for you?
Let's say 3 o'clock would be the best time for me on Monday.
On Monday? You said 3 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am. 3 p.m.
Okay. So unfortunately, that's the one time we can't do. That is the lunch hour.
Oh, well, 4 p.m. will be fine.
4? Okay, we can do 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So just expect a call from an 87. Actually, I'm going to send you a text message with our contact number, so you have that on file. Just save that to your phone. That's going to be means of communication to us. If you wanted to get any updates or, you know, you had any questions, you would contact your account management team.
Okay.
So I'll send that to you in a text. And then you should expect a call from that same number for your client interview on Monday.
Okay.
I'm also sending you an invite via Google Calendar to your email. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records to have.
Okay.
Okay, so we have you scheduled in. Let's see. The 28th. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and get into billing, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to secure the position with a business card or is it a personal card?
Do this transaction?
Yes, for the first
actually,
month.
This is actually just through my, it's through my personal account.
Okay.
Because I never, I need to actually talk to the bank. They never sent me debit cards for my business account.
Oh, you don't have a debit card?
No, not for the business, but I do for my personal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to get that, the debit card.
Yeah, I don't know why they never sent it to me. Yeah, because, yeah, we need to start doing stuff through our business account for taxes.
Right, yeah. Oh, and I wanted to let you know this is a tax write-off as well at the end of the year.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Good to hear.
Yes. So you're going to use your personal card?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a middle initial on the card?
No, there is not.
Okay. Now, if you want to change it to a business card for next month and moving forward every month, you have that option.
Mm-hmm.
You just give us a call.
Okay.
Okay. Before
Alrighty.
Your next billing is due.
Okay.
Now, the address is the same as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It is a Visa debit.
Okay. And I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
Okay. It's 4-4-3-2-6-4-4-0-1-1-2-1-8-4-8-9.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 4-4-3-2-6-4-4-0-1-1-2-1-8-4-8-9.
Yes.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
The is 11-26.
And then the three digits in the back?
The security code is 145.
Okay. All right. So we're locking you in for just $249 a month. That's for the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Package bundled with the local SEO. I'm going to go ahead and process your payment now. And then
okay.
Your invoice is going to be sent to your it's going to be sent via text message and via
okay.
Email, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then attached to that invoice is going to be your terms and conditions that I do need you to sign, okay?
Okay.
So you will receive that shortly here after I process the payment. So you should have received that. Did you get that text and email?
Oh, I'm sure I did. I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, okay. Is there a way to put me on speaker,
maybe?
Hang on
1 second, please.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I'm going to put you on speaker real quick. All right, you're on speaker.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a text message, you said?
Yes, it'll be a text message, or you can access your email, whichever way you want to pull it up.
Yeah, because I have not received a text message yet.
Let's see. Let me double check.
Email. Let's see here. No.
It shows that it was sent successfully, and that is to the 618-491-2924.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows the text message was sent successfully. Let me do this.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
Oh, no, no, it's not there.
Not there?
Nope. Maybe it went to the business part of it. Let me see here real fast.
Okay.
Well, no, it did not.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to try it. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email, another email with the invoice. See if you can access it that way. Okay, so the invoice shows
local flash support.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they both popped up. Okay, I got them now.
Okay. Sorry, I sent it twice just to be sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the SSAPP is what I should click on.
Yeah. So you click on. So you open up the invoice, right? It says thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then you go down towards the middle. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms. You click here, and then that takes you to your Local Splash terms of experience.
Let's see. They've been invited to the following event.
Oh, wait. That's not it. That's the
Local Splash. Please click here to accept terms and conditions.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
So then you scroll down all the way to the bottom, and it takes you to a box to check. It says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You check that, and then below that, there you put your signature, exactly how it shows. Just your first and last name, and then you confirm signature.
It wants me to do a username and password.
Perfect. So the username and password is going to be for your customized tracking and reporting system. Okay, so I didn't go over that with you yet, but the beauty of this program, James, is that there's going to be a platform for you to use. For you to monitor everything. So you're going to be able to monitor your reviews, what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you receive, the location the search was performed, also how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So it's a really good way for you to just track all of the progress that's being made, everything that's happening.
Okay.
Now, let's say later on down the line you add other services, You're always going to have the option to add additional keywords. Or let's say you wanted to change content on your website or on your Google listing, we can help you with that too. You'll be assigned to the account management team, Okay, so now what I'm going to do, I know you haven't received these texts, but I'm going to send these anyway, hoping that you do receive them. The first text is our contact number. My name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account. The next text is going to be a 5-minute YouTube video for you to watch. And it's just tells a little bit about our business, Local Splash, what we're all about,
Okay, I got it. So, hi, this is Stephanie. Let's get your business.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, perfect. Yes, and then
it's
you
a heck of a delay, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder why. That's interesting.
Okay, do I need to do anything on that? Or
Nope, that's just for you to have. You can look at that in your free time. And then I'm also sending you two emails, The first email is labeled Facebook Advertising, and it's essentially everything that we discussed that's included in the package. It's going to be in writing for you,
Okay. Do I need to do anything where it wants a username and password or not yet?
No, you can actually get out of that screen. I forgot to tell you that, sorry. Because they're going to walk you through that during your client interview, step by step on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'm also sending you one more email. It's called Client Dashboard and Analytics. And it really is just walking you through how to navigate your customized tracking and reporting system step by step.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent that over. And then the last thing I need to do before we part ways here, I have to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason behind that is because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it's actually going to be an added form of protection for you, okay? Now, if there's something that you don't understand and you need me to clarify, just interrupt me and I'll explain it to you, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ferris Industrial Janitorial Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Ferris, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. You're in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
So what did that part there mean a little bit? Like I still have Angie's list, which I want to drop in like a bad habit.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't blame you. and you may just do that once you start seeing results with us. But so we know that you're using Angie's list. That's an entirely different service. Actually, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I was just making sure that I understood what you said.
Yes, so we know that you're with Angie's list. That's a different service than what we're offering you, completely different. We're handling your SEO, search engine optimization.
Okay.
So what this means is we wouldn't want you to sign up with another company, an SEO company, and pay twice for the same service. That wouldn't make sense. So, so we just ask that you let us know if you sign up with any other company. But we're sure that, you know, we're confident you're not going to, you know, that you're going to stick with us long term, you know.
Okay.
You won't have any need for that. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 25th, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And just to reiterate, it's when the second term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $249.
Okay.
So there is that 2-month verbal agreement. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that concludes the voice verification. And, James, I'd like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, congratulate you for joining the team. We're very excited to have you on board, and I'm very confident that you're going to stick with us long-term. It's a long-term for your company, okay?
Alrighty, I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. No further questions on my end. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, it was very nice talking with you, James, and you have a great weekend. Remember to keep a lookout for that 877 number on Monday between 4 and 5. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.